Hey, it's Julio here, and today at In the Thick, we're super excited to share something that has been in the making since 1993. So my dear friend, hermana, colleague, the fabulous María Hinojosa, she has been reporting on the story of Luis Suave González, who was convicted and sentenced to life in prison when he was a teen. So this new podcast by the creative division of Futuro Media, of which I head up the new business unit, is about Suave and María as Suave navigates incarceration and redemption. And I'm so proud of my editorial colleagues at Futuro Studios. So take a listen to the trailer and make sure to go subscribe to Suave wherever you listen to podcasts.
An inmate at a state correctional institution at Greaterford.
Hey, Suave.
Hey, Maria. How
are you doing? Hey, Suave, is it okay if I record this conversation?
Oh, sure, absolutely.
I guess they record every single phone call that you ever make, right?
It won't be the first time.
Suave González and journalist María Hinojosa started talking back in 1993. She was a new radio reporter, and he'd recently received a life sentence for a murder committed as a teen.
As far as I knew when I met him, he was a lifer, which meant he was coming out in a box.
The reality is, I had a life sentence. There's no parole in the state of Pennsylvania for lifers. So you got to mentally prepare for the worst.
But then,
slowly but surely, inmates sentenced to life without parole for crimes they committed as juveniles are getting a second shot.
A landmark Supreme Court ruling gives him another chance.
An inmate at a state correctional institution at Greaterford.
What's going on? I thought we were going to talk at 2. What happened?
I wanted to let you know that I no longer have a life sentence.
Driving away from Greaterford! Suave, we're driving away!
I took a bath.
You took a bath?
Yes. A bubble bath, y'all. I haven't taken a bath in like 34 years.
Yeah, and you smell like it too.
I don't have to eat the same food week after week. I have options, and I told you that. I have options now. If I want to eat some fried eggs, I fried eggs. If I want to eat some scrambled eggs, scrambled eggs. This is what life is all about, and I won't trade.
But Suave finds no one really beats a life sentence.
You got to deprogram yourself. But how do you tell somebody that's been in prison 40 years, you got to deprogram yourself and adapt to society?
Oh, good afternoon.
Where are you, Suave?
I'm in my house.
So, I'm very concerned about what's going on here.
Maybe it's just me that I want too much. You know, is it wrong for me to want normal things? I don't know. I don't.
Oh, shit. Look, he's following us. Oh, shit. Go down Waterloo. Let's just get the fuck off this street.
You need to look at me. You need to look at me. Just look at me. Okay, what the fuck are you saying to me?
I'm Maggie Freeling. This is Suave, a podcast about juveniles sentenced to die in prison, told through one man's journey of incarceration and redemption.
And I went after him with a toothbrush and a razor and cut him like 32 times.
And an unusual relationship between a journalist and a man convicted of murder.
I've been thinking and you know, but it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right, buddy. I promise you that.
Hello?
Maggie?
Yeah, hi.
Suave is back in prison.
What?
Coming soon from Futuro Studios and PRX.
How the hell did this happen?